You might just need to tighten a thingamajig on the whatchamacallit. This is the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
Yeah, it sounds like me. I got to tighten the thingamajig on the whatchamacallit. And when I can't tighten the thing on the whatchamacallit, I got to call someone. So I call Walter Assey, the president of Renovco, who is with me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, likewise. You're looking good. How you doing?
You look great.
Yeah.
You look great. I'm not going to reveal your age on the radio, but my God, I don't know what you're doing. But
I'm 172 years old.
Frozen in time.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just keeping it real, dude.
That's good. I know you were very active before. I don't know about you now, but I know you used to bike. And
yeah, I bike, I walk. I'm at the gym at least 3 times a week.
There you go.
I think it's important.
That's the secret.
Yeah. The secret revealed. Our numbers here are 514-790-08. Wait a minute. 514-790-0800. There we go. Star Talk on Bell Mobility. And 1-800-491-CJD. And you can also text in to 514-800. Your DIY questions, if you got work you need done around the house, Walter can help you with all that stuff. And I want to start off, you know, around this time of year, actually you should have done it already. You take your car in, you do your spring checkup, you have your fluids changed, etc. Are there similar things you have to do with a home, certain seasonal things that, you know, by June 11th, we should have already done already?
Absolutely. I mean, what happens usually is that the winter tests your home.
Yeah.
You know, the severe weather, the icicles, the ice damming. So you get to see a lot of what was going on during the winter, the drafts, the air drafts. And that would be a great time to act on it as soon as the spring hits. Mm-hmm. We kind of have this false comfort that we have the time to do it because it's just spring. But what you don't know is that a lot of people have called during the winter when they had these problems to book their roofs in and to book their windows in,
yeah,
or their furnaces, whatever was giving them hard time. So you don't want to roll another winter with the same problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, obviously, the more you ignore the problems, just like a car. You know, you hear a small noise, you ignore it, becomes a big problem. Same thing with the home. So when something is going wrong, just act on it as fast as possible, and you'll see it's going to cost you a fraction of what's going to cost you a few months later.
Yeah. So does it make sense to, you know, maybe not bring an inspector in, but sort of do a walk around, have a look at the roof, have a look at things that might, that, you know, like preventive measures?
Absolutely. I mean, I do this. Usually I recommend that we do this twice, at least twice a year. You know, from the gutter system to the roofing system to the furnace, the caulking, there are things that you don't see, like caulking on windows. If it's cracked or open, you're not going to see the problem, but the problem is happening during, yes, the winter, during high winds, during high rains. So these are the things that you need yourself to go look into. You see a bit of mortar in the brick of the chimney starting to crumble. Don't ignore it and say, I'll wait for it to fall down my head and I'll, yeah, fix it, kind of a thing. It is a problem. Face it head on and do something about it. And that's where we run into situations when we go and do some inspections, that someone had the problem for 6 or 7 years, and then, you know, they have a major issue that occurs, like a chimney that collapses, mm-hmm, you know, or a brick wall that collapses. And they are wondering how that happened. Well, it didn't happen overnight. This wall was buckling probably years before.
Yeah.
You know, so the good news is that a home usually have the tendency to give you an early warning, just like in a car. You know, structural issues. We see cracks. We see things moving. We see the floor unlevel. There are telltale signs that will help you or will tell you to look into it, kind of a thing. So that's where we encourage regular inspections all the time.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. All right, let's go to the phones. We get a lot of people calling who have questions for you. Let's start in Pierre phone with Lise. Good morning. Hello, Lise. Oh, wait one second, please. Hi, Lise.
Hi.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Good. How can we help you?
I've got a cement rampway, a back entrance into a condo. It's 9 feet long by 18 inches high, so that's a 9.5 degree or 16.5 degree slope. Very slippery. It's a security issue, insurance issue, and everything else. I'm looking for suggestions for a non-skid surface. We've had recommendations from two people who use a product called New Rock, which is a form of a coating. The problem is their application is flat. It's not a slope. They don't use their patio during the winter. We do. It's an entranceway. It's our secondary entranceway. I would like to know something. I don't want to spend... We've gotten a quote for $3,000. I don't spend $3,000 if it's not going to... You know, we have to put salt and sand and maintain it properly, and it's going to have a lot of walking on it. What are our options out there? Somebody else had mentioned something about rubber matting, but it's on a slope. I don't know if that's applicable. What are the options?
The options are in the cement application itself, you can make it to be more granulated in a way that is less slippery. That's one. That will probably be your fastest and cheapest option. The other option would be the granulated quartz or granulated resin, if you wish. But that's a bit more expensive. So I know you don't want to spend a lot of money.
No, we're willing to spend the money. It's a condo.
Yeah. Okay.
I just don't want to... We ended up... When I first moved in 2008, they'd done an application on our front entranceway, also flat. It was not appropriate for our climate. It looked like it had leprosy within 2 years. It was useless.
Okay.
It was useless.
Is this a ramp for a wheelchair, Lise?
It could be, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, in the application itself, like I said, if in the cement itself, you can make it more granulated in a way that it's more textured.
The cement already exists, right?
Okay.
So it's an existing cement ramp, already granulated, already has little grooves that are built in.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe we just go out and buy more salt and sand. I don't know. The product, if there are products that on that kind of a slope, for that kind of traffic, for security reasons, our insurances are saying, hey, do it right. What are our options?
Yeah, well, look into the granulated quartz application on cement. It's very... The other good thing about it is it's extremely... durable and it looks good as well. So that will be one option that you will look into. I mean, the simpler option would be the rubber matting. I've been to a lot of condominiums that's how they fix the problem. It should work on a ramp. I've seen it work on ramps before. And it's a trial and error kind of a thing. The rubber matting would be the cheaper option for sure, no matter what you do. And if it doesn't work, we can always use it somewhere else. But the granulated quartz would be one way to go, or to actually make that cement itself more rough. So the application becomes more...
This New Rock is some kind of a coating, sort of an impermeable coating thing.
It works, but I'm not sure it works on a slope, though.
It looks very nice on the patio where it has been placed.
Yeah. This is what people are putting on their garage floors now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly.
So that's a very different application. It's a very different security requirement.
Yeah.
Correct. Correct.
So is that still a feasible option?
I mean, it is. At the end of the day, it's the texture that you're looking for. To be quite frank with you, you want something a bit more textured. So the smoother the surface, the less you're really solving your problem. You also want something that is going to resist salt and sand and rocks.
Yeah, and shoveling.
So it has to be something sturdy. It can be something that you just, so these are the questions you need to ask, right? If it's resistant to all of these materials, because it's granulated and everything, but there's ice. You need to put something on it to melt the ice to get to that surface that is granulated. So I know the granulated quartz works. It's tested to work for salt and these abrasive materials. So it is a strong product. I don't know about the New Rock, to be quite frank with you, if it works or not.
No.
All right. I hope that helps, Lise. Thanks so much for the call.
It does. Thank you very much, guys.
Cheers. Our numbers are 514-790-0800, and you can also text in to 514-800. Your questions for Walter Assey of Renovco. This is the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800. My name is Dan.
You're listening to the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
I am in studio with Walter Assey of Renovco. My name is Dan Laxer, and It's 20 after 9. Let's go right back to the phones, this time in Côte Saint-Luc. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Walter. We recently purchased a home in the Laurentians, and right after we kind of realized that we have a serious structural issue. So we have this project, and it's a little challenging because we're on hilly terrain and so forth, and it really takes a lot to get this done. We actually did call Renovco, and Renovco came down, and they're actually in the process of taking care of it. It's really a serious issue, and for us, it was very, very, very stressful. And we didn't know what to do, and I just wanted to say, really, to Walter, we're using the project manager on the job is amazing. I don't know if I can say his name is Sandril, if that matters, but I call him up, and he just takes care of it. Anything and any issue that I have, we're replacing structure in the bottom, supporting walls, window supports, concrete, everything.
Wow.
I call him up, and it's done.
What happened, if I can ask?
We purchased the house, and then shortly after, we realized that the main supporting wall inside actually was rotting. There was actually no support in one-third of the house. And there was water, huge water infiltration coming in from the front, from wall, that was too low to the ground that we didn't know, and it was hidden underneath the floor. And as we started to explore and realize it, we felt the house moving a little bit.
Oy.
And physically under our feet, like when we were on the second floor. And we just, like, we were freaking out. We didn't know what to do. So, we called in Renovco. I have to say, I usually don't do this. And these guys, I call Sandril, and I just say, Sandril, this, that. And the stress level is through the roof. We're doing three levels here. I mean, this is a major, major project.
It's like you're completely rebuilding your house. Was this a hidden defect?
This was all what they call hidden latent defects.
Wow.
It was never spotted before. Everything was fine. Everything was okay. My wife and I went through the house a couple of times. Everything seemed fine. And then suddenly we were walking up on a catwalk on the second level, and the catwalk moved beneath our feet. That's what alerted us to this whole problem. And, that was scary enough. And then once we explored and we started to do open up things, we realized that the entire internal supporting wall, the footing was too small. It wasn't put on proper soil. It was, the soil wasn't compactable. And all of the wooden studs along the entire wall from front to back of the house were completely rotted and not touching the concrete footing.
Was this something that you should have been alerted to by the previous owner?
That's a whole issue in itself. There's no way that you could have not known this with the level. I mean, we saw rivers of water coming in at some point once we opened up. And again, we are on hilly terrain, so, you have to watch out for this stuff. But how the previous owner couldn't have known about it is very, very weird. To me, he should have known. Or someone should have known.
The interesting thing about this is that even if they don't know about it, they're still liable. So that's why it's called a hidden defect. That does not wash away their responsibility.
Yeah.
The idea behind the Laurentians is something that we see, unfortunately, very common because it's, I don't know why, because it's maybe a cottage or a secondary home.
Yeah.
A lot of things are kind of overseen in the structure, or they go cheap, or they don't use the proper contractors to do the work. There is a lack of contractors up north. That's a known fact. Good contractors in the Laurentians. And to be quite frank, we didn't used to do as much in the Laurentians before. But we've been swamped with calls lately about almost everybody having the same problems. Always a major problem when we get the calls. Always a rotting foundation or a structure or what have you. And Neil, I've seen the pictures, and it is very graphic, and it's very impressive what's being done up there. Like, it's something that I know, like, Sandro is great with these things, and he's our Laurentian guy now. That's what we give him, because he's been doing a lot of this. But him and Marco are great.
One thing I will tell you, Marco comes in, he's a whiz kid. He just comes in and, structure, concrete, footing, supporting walls, check, 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 and it's done.
And really, the beautiful thing is about the passion that you know, that they have. When I give them a structure, job, it's usually a very challenging, complicated thing. You see a smile on their face, and that's a good sign.
Absolutely. The only thing I don't want to keep you, Walter. The only thing I want to tell you, honestly, is that from my perspective, because of the size of this project, I never imagined this was going to happen.
Sure.
But I just want to say that, I mean, I call Sandra on a daily basis. I speak to him even on the weekends. Any concerns, anything that I have, all I ever hear is the same thing. I'm on it. Don't worry. It's done. And that's what an owner needs to hear, and that just keep that up. Just keep it up, because it really, really is amazing.
We really appreciate hearing from you. It's always good to have that type of feedback. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck in your whole mess. I know it's going to be a long way for you, you know, with everything that is coming your way, legally speaking, but we wish you the best of luck with that as well.
Thanks so much for the call, Phil. In a case like Phil's, if it does come to legal action, what kind of role does a company like Renovco play?
I mean, everything gets documented as far as what was done. Usually, there's a lot of moving parts in a case like this. We recommend involving inspectors, structural engineers as well, to back up the whole procedure, because, you know, everybody's going to end up being a witness in court, especially in big jobs.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it's not just one opinion that is based. When you bring a structural engineer, possibly an architect sometimes, and a contractor, to have way a lot more sway in front of a judge. The other thing is, like in the case of what was done, we tend to go and do the boring details of the structural, technical thing that we were involved in, and how we corrected and how we work with the structural engineers. We have their sign-offs and everything else. Obviously, the name is known as well, so it helps in a court of law if you're doing anything like that as well. So these are all little things, but they're important things. We've been involved in a lot of these cases in litigations in the past, and we've always had great successes just because we ensured that the homeowner is taking all the right measures. It's one thing that you call in a contractor and the guy creates you a whole list of things that, you know, a honey-do list kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's another thing if it's backed up by an objective type, inspector, like an engineer, structural engineer who have no horse in the game if the structure is good, the structure is good. You can't take always one side, especially the side that's going to do the work. So we could give the advice. We could guide them on the right track. We could tell them where this is going and what's going to happen and who to call. But there have to be, we try to make a team effort out of it. So when it actually goes to litigation, something is well backed up.
What confuses me is, given how big Phil's job is, how an inspector missed it.
As a whole other story there.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm
it's
sure.
A whole other story. And, if you read the reports, there's a lot of waivers on inspector reports, and that's what most of us don't do. What they're not responsible for. It's visual inspection. It does not cover this. It does not cover that. Call the plumber for this.
Right.
Call the electrician for that. Call the foundation expert for this. So it's very hard to kind of pin it down on an inspector. As well, and like in any profession, you have the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Yes.
So you can't say that all inspectors are good or inspectors are bad, but if you're unlucky and unfortunate and you get yourself an inspector that's not overzealous, well, he's going to miss out on a few things. And that's why it's important to kind of research the inspector that you're getting and his credentials and how many years they've been in business and so on and so forth.
Well, we're going to get back to the calls on the other side of news. Gary, hang on. I know you've been there for a while. Alana as well. We will get to your questions in just a couple of moments. Walter Assey, president of Renovco, is in studio with me, Dan Laxer. More on the other side of the 9:30 news.
Whether you're handy or all thumbs, you're listening to the Home Improvement Show on CJAD 800.
It is coming up on 9:36. Welcome back. Dan in for Ken, and Walter Assey, president of Renovco, is here in studio with me asking your DIY questions. Your home improvement questions, 514-790-0800, and you can text into 514-800. And I'll get to some texts in just a moment, but first, let's say hello to Gary. Morning, Gary.
Morning. Hey, Dan, your birthday's the same day as my wife.
No way.
Yeah. We should have went out for dinner together.
Was that like, did you just do a Sacha Baron Cohen voice?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, yeah.
Yeah. How can we help you, Gary?
Well, I'm building a new awning for over my front door of my house. It's only 3x6 to replace the one that's there. And I'm trying to get my hands on the Da Vinci composite slate tiles or something similar. Hmm. I spent the whole day yesterday online trying to find a retailer or a dealer that carries this product. I found one in Ontario, but I'd like to see the tiles themselves before I commit to any kind of an order. Like I say, and it's a small order, so I don't know. I only need about 18 tiles to begin with. So do you know any dealers in Montreal that sell the Da Vinci products? Or
I have not seen any, to be quite frank with you. I could do some research on that.
Ah.
You know, sometimes Ontario have a bit wider selection, but... I will try to do some research. I'll call my suppliers because we do have a division in Ontario. So I'll call my suppliers in Ontario and ask them if they know anyone in Quebec, and I'll get back to you on that off air.
Okay, and one other quick question. Am mm-hmm. I supposed to get a permit to do this?
If you're creating a new awning, yes. If you are repairing an existing awning, no.
I'm replacing the one that's there.
Yeah, are you making it bigger? Are you changing it, changing the way it looks?
Oh, slightly, yes.
Is it in the facade of the house?
Yes.
Yeah, then definitely you need which city do you live in?
On Point St. Charles.
Yeah. You definitely need a permit, and it might even have to go to the CCU to get approved.
Oh God!
Any time that yeah. I know when you say that word, I feel your pain because you know they start getting involved in the colors, in the materials, in the finishes, and most of them are not even designers or architects. So I just don't understand. Yeah. But it's and it takes way longer. I mean, you know, I've been cases mm-hmm. where the CCU took about a year to approve something.
Oh,
they asked for like six different changes for absolutely no reason.
I might just build the thing on the ground and then slap it up and keep my mouth shut.
We didn't hear that. You didn't say it on the radio.
Well, I've gotten permits before, and, you know, nobody comes to check on what you're doing.
Well, you know, it's the unfortunate thing of a neighbor calling sometimes, especially if the neighbor likes you very much. or are very unlucky, and you have an inspector just driving by, and that's where they slam you. Uh-huh. So they stop the work. They, you know, sometimes they give tickets and so on and so forth. But you're right. It's rare that they would come and check. But if they do, you're in a world of trouble because they can force you to take it out and then, you know, do the proper permitting. So, you know, again, it's your prerogative. If you own the house, you just have to know what are the consequences if caught.
Yeah, okay. So maybe a middle of midnight construction.
That's even worse.
That's even worse for you. You want to do it in the middle of the day so, you know, you're hiding in broad daylight, like they say.
Yeah. Okay, right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for the call, Gary. Good to hear from you. This is Lana? Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
My question is, I wanted to know about spray painting kitchen cabinets and if that's something you would recommend, and if you do, if you know of any good companies that do that in Quebec, because I couldn't find anybody.
That is a great, great question and great topic because you're right. It's something that usually does not cater for as much for consumers. It's mostly, believe it or not, they cater to cabinet makers because these are their real clients.
Right.
Especially when it's a new cabinet, so it's less work. They don't have to sand. They don't, you know, it's a new wood.
And the components are spray painted before they're assembled.
That's correct. Okay. So a lot of it is done. They don't need to come and take it apart. So if I have a spray booth, I want to deal with that guy. I don't want to deal with the other guy. It's more complicated. So that's why you won't see as many people catering to the consumer. Now, obviously, the other question would be, what type of material do we have in the kitchen? Is it wood? Because, you know, you can't obviously spray paint thermoplastic or acrylic.
No, it's not wood.
It's not wood? What is it?
Well, Sorry. It is wood.
Okay. Like, you got me scared for a second. because if it is wood, that's great. It is spray paintable. It does an amazing job if you have a good painter. Obviously, it's all in the prepping. Now, my advice to you is try to avoid as much in-house work. So some of them like to do it there. The best practice is for them to dismantle, especially the doors, possibly the panels, and do it in the shop. They sand it, they prep it, they spray paint it, and then they bring it back. Anybody that likes to impose on you spray painting in your home, don't accept that. It's very messy, and it's not really, it doesn't really do as much as a good job as when they do it in their own spray booth that is dust controlled and what have you. So, the preparation is very important. If I know somebody, I can refer you a couple of names off air. I don't know if they're taking on any more clients for the season, because again, I know for a fact that they like to work a lot more with cabinet makers. That's their captive clientele. Having said that, I mean, one of the things, and that's, to be quite frank, that's one of the reasons that we are in the process of setting up a paint booth at Renovco. We always use a subcontract, but sometimes you do the kitchen, you assemble the kitchen, and the real delays come from the painter.
Yeah.
So he makes you wait 3 weeks just because he's backed up. So it kind of creates a domino effect for all your other cabinets that you are assembling. Mm. So it's very important that that you kind of control the whole process. And because they are few and in between, that's another situation you'll have. So I will ask some of my contacts, and I'll kind of send them off to you.
That would be super. Thank you so much.
So my pleasure.
Should we take, I'll tell you what, hang on, maybe we'll get your information from Jimmy. Jimmy's nodding at me, okay? Good? All right, don't go away. Apparently you did. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, I've got an amazing person for the kitchen cabinets because we were selling our home. She did all of my cabinets in the house we were selling. We moved into another home, and she redid those in that whole kitchen as well.
Spray painting?
And, yeah, she did an amazing job. And I agree with what your expert said. She took everything down, the whole kitchen, the quincaillerie, everything was put into bags, all labeled, and I thought, oh my God, I'm never going to get my kitchen back. But it was amazing. So her name is Concept Decor Jo, DecorJo. Her name is Joanne. She is often hired actually by insurance companies when they have fires or water damage and stuff. And her number is 450-687-9788. And I have to tell you that her and her husband, Daryl, they take everything down. They move it in their truck. She's got her big spray painting place near Laval, near the 13 and 440, and she is an artist. So okay. I wanted my cupboard doors to be ivory, like my big 24 by 24 ivory tiles. And I said, do you want to take it and do specimens? She goes, no, I see the color. I'll know. She brought back the door, and she showed me, and she nailed it, all the colors and everything. So she's an artist. And she's a perfectionist,
okay.
And she's not expensive, and she's amazing. So nice.
Let me ask you, how much did she charge, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't mind you asking me. In my first original kitchen, the issue with their pine, it was pine, so the knots can come through, so you have to seal them. So on that kitchen, which was a kitchen that was about 18 feet by 18 feet, she charged me $2,700. And that's taking everything down from my house, putting it in her truck, bringing it to her place where she's got these huge vents and paints it and seals it and everything. And then in my other house, which is like a 5,000 square foot house, and both of them are in Kirkland, it was maple. The wood was maple, and it was done with a clear stain, and I wanted them in cream ivory.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a phenomenal job, and on that one cost about $4,600. But I had a lot of cupboards and a lot of doors. That's a huge kitchen that I have in my new house.
All right.
That's very good. Thank you for the information. Yeah. That's important. And they deal with consumers directly, which is even more important.
Yeah, the only thing is she might kill me that I gave her number now, but she's amazing.
Thanks for that, Stephanie. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.
And you were saying that you're starting to do this now, but at Renovra.
We're setting up the shops because, you know, we're trying to be as vertically integrated as possible. At the end of the day, you are as good as your supplier or your contractor or your technician, right? You can have the best intentions. So anytime we're having a bottlenecking delay, we are trying to bypass that by creating our own.
Sure.
And I remember even during the pandemic when plywood was and drywall was an issue and you couldn't find it anywhere, we started importing our own plywood.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because, I mean, we import things that are finished materials and designs and faucets, but never rough materials because, mm-hmm. you know, we figured we live in Canada, right? So the country of wood.
Yeah.
But we end up having to do that because, again, you what do? You're going to have this domino effect of delays on your jobs for the stupidest reasons, like no plywood or no drywall. That's what we're trying to do. And that's one of the things that we've always had an issue with, is to get, you know, things done in a timely manner. So
in a timely manner, and you're setting yourself up as a one-stop shop.
Correct. Yeah. And the other issue that is important is what's trending, right? So right now, wood cabinets and MDF cabinets, which are paintable, are trending.
Yes.
So you know that that's going to be the thing. It's like, you know, in the old days, you used to have the thermoplastic, which was terrible in my opinion. But, you know, now you have the polyester, which is an equivalent. But let us say 2 out of 3 of the orders are wood or MDF. Mm-hmm. So you know that you're going to have to paint, you're going to have to use more paint in the trending of the kitchen cabinets. And that's where everybody's going. So you're going to have to adapt, I guess.
This is the Home Improvement Show on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
And our phone numbers here are 514-790-0800, long distance, 1-800-491-CJAD. And you can text in, as Glenn did, to 514-800. Walter, we were talking earlier about, you know, having a look around your house and things that might need to get taken care of. This might fall into that same rubric. Glenn lives in an 8-plex condo, and he says the owner above him has not been around for 3 years. Can there be problems like water getting moldy because the taps have not been run, or other things that might go wrong?
I don't know. Usually in condos, it is recommended when the owners are not there to have at least one inspection a week by the condo board.
Okay.
That's super important. Now, for insurance purposes, usually it's one visit every 2 days. So
every
for the insured, for the condo owner to be insured, that's very important. So we've had cases, and that's important to mention as well. We've had cases where there was a flooding situation by which the home or the condo owner was not home for many months.
Yeah.
And they had no one to inspect, and the insurance refused the coverage.
Oh.
Because no one was inspecting, no one was coming on a regular basis. So it's very important then that the condo board take action in cases like this,
mm-hmm.
Impose every 2-day visit, keep a log with it for liability purposes. So if the condo owner say, I have so-and-so coming, well, so-and-so should either send an email or, you know, drop in something just to have something in writing that they actually did come.
Yeah.
And did do the inspection. Anything that you desert for many years create your problems. You know, particularly, you know, when you're not living in the house, there's no you're not creating any humidity, so things tend to get dry, and you know, and that's when you get to run into different types of trouble. How much heat is the guy putting during the winter?
Yeah.
You know, so it's if there's nothing wrong with the condo, it's preventive that you make sure nothing goes wrong. We've been to a case by which there was mold all over the condo,
mm-hmm.
Top to bottom. I mean, that it had to be completely demolished, and the condo owners were from Asia, and they bought it, and then they just moved out, and they went back to their country, and they just kept it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Or 2 years, sorry. And then, you know, the way we knew about it is the condo below it had major, like, start seeing mold and water infiltration, and then they forced the door open because they couldn't reach the guy. And sure enough, there was big problems.
Oh my gosh.
Very important, really, really important. I mean, you can impose this. It's a liability issue. It's your insurance. In case a problem happened, you want to be protected. You want to have the condo owner protect himself. have a log of the person, how many times he came, which hours he came, and so on and so forth. So that way you're at least protected in the future if there's no problems.
Okay. And this one popped in earlier. I think it was our first call, Elise, and you were explaining granulated quartz. And this texter wants to know what that is exactly.
So it's a resin mix that they put. So it's the same type of application that you would have in an epoxy mix. You just add the granulated stones, if you wish, and it gives you that rugged type finish.
Right.
So it looks nice. You could play with the colors, and it gives you that rugged finish. It's very much in trend right now because it usually lasts more than cement. So cement does decay, and usually this lasts you much longer and gives you a nicer finish as well. So instead of tiling, sometimes what you could do is you could put exterior type tiling. You could use that to create the color that you want rather than just the boring cement color.
Does it also serve to kind of seal the cement?
It does.
Yeah.
It is all sealed in, so it that's why it kind of tend to last a lot longer because of that.
And you were talking earlier about how you're doing a lot of work in the Laurentians. Two separate texts. Do you service Laval West and do you service Chateauguay?
We do. Yeah. We service the greater Montreal and the greater Montreal area. And the Laurentians and Ontario as well. We have a division there. So that's not a problem.
All right. Is this a caller for us? No, not for us. We talked earlier that you've been around Runoff Coast 21 years?
21 years. That's correct.
That's awesome.
That's correct. I'm getting old. You can see all the white hair that's starting to pop in.
If I didn't shave my head, salt and pepper all the way. Absolutely. We've been hearing you on CJD for that long, right?
Yeah. I mean, I started, if you remember, Dave Fisher's time, I used to play Jan from then. And it's been a nice long ride, actually. It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. And I've known you actually that long.
I've
21 years, because I know that I used to replace Dave as well and when he used to go on vacation.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Going back almost that long.
That's crazy. And I remember visiting you one time in your home in the NDG when your kids were young.
Yes. Yeah, we were looking at doing some work at the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. So your kids are old now.
I'm surprised you remember that. I'm glad you do, but I'm surprised.
Of course.
What's the phone number?
514-856-9993.
Runovco.com. Thank you so much, Walter.
Thank you, Dan. Always a pleasure, bud.
Stay tuned for The Car Show with Lisa Christensen on the way after the 10 o'clock news with Don Kagan Fleming. Thank you, Jimmy G. What does the G stand for? Genesis?
Garufalus.
Okay. Genesis is probably better.
It would be.
Okay.
Can't argue that.
Have a great afternoon. Great morning.